Show.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show about sport onto SER Sport. And hasn't it been a very sporty week, which is handy for us because it gives us sports content about sport to talk about. And by us, I of course mean myself, Joel Kasem, as well as the following. First up is a woman who this week got more likes on social media than the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie trailer with just one. It's Gabby Morris.
Hey. I was pretty excited when I saw that trailer.
Really? I think you're the only one.
I love Sonic so much.
I love Sonic.
I've watched love the Sonic.
He looks a bit lanky.
Exactly. He doesn't look right. We'll get to this in a minute.
Sorry.
Because I'll introduce Mick. It's Mick. No. And also joining us is a man who abdicated his Wednesday drive throne. It's Mick Rad.
After 85 years, I thought it was time to give it up.
85 years? Is that how long?
No, I don't know. Wasn't it Emperor? How long was he Emperor for? No, I think he turned 85.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling a bit croaky still.
You sound fantastic.
But I'm fine.
This is the sexiest you've ever sounded.
Battle.
Trying to keep my distance.
Yeah. I'm just spitting all these microphones. Too bad.
Yes, so Sonic.
He's too lanky.
Too lanky. He's but the weirdest bit is his teeth.
Oh, I never.
The teeth are. He looks like a child. He looks like he's got child's teeth.
I haven't even watched his trailer yet, and I love Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm really behind the zeitgeist.
I just don't understand why didn't they just make it complete animation?
Yeah, I mean,
why would they incorporate annoying American actors?
I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know why they had to change it.
So did it actually not get a good reception?
No, it's had terrible.
Apparently
terrible.
They're changing it. They're fixing it.
It's also very much, weird. It's got a human mouth.
Yes. That's what he looks like. He looks like a little boy and they've just painted
him
blue.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they gave him like sort of small regular sized eyes and Sonic has giant eyes.
This is very much for a specific generation as well because surely none of the younger generations know.
No.
Sonic.
No one knows. I mean,
that's why there's no social interactions because most of those people don't have social media.
Yeah, you're going to be Gen X tonight or appreciate Sonic the Hedgehog. Right? Yeah.
I think so.
Or older millennial.
What are we?
Well,
are we
we're
all
Gen
same?
Y. Gen no, you're y. Gen X.
Yeah, I'm Gen X. Just on the bottom of the Gen X.
As in,
young,
on the bottom.
You could
as in, he's old.
What's the one? Baby Boomer is before that?
Above Gen X?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess there's nothing between Gen X and Boomer, is there?
There isn't. I think it goes Baby Boomer.
Isn't there something?
X, Y, and then... Millennial?
No, millennial and Y are the same.
Yeah, but it's quite a big range.
Yeah.
Oh, millennial and Y are the same?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's this generation now? The young...
Oh, they like call them...
The little...
No, there's little, a, there, the little there is a word for them.
YouTubers.
C-U-N-T's.
Oh, wow.
What did you say?
I don't Cool. Hopefully no one can spell that listens to this show. Oh.
They're not listening anyway, so they're not going to get offended.
Oh, the kids. Yeah. No, fair enough.
That's great.
the little fidget spinners, we should just call them.
Fidget spinners,
Yeah. I've got one on my desk.
Of course you do. Do you ride a scooter as well or a motorized skateboard?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far, Gabby. No, I wouldn't. I'm not a Gen Xer that rides a motorized scooter.
You like gadgets, though.
I do.
I could definitely see you on a motorized skateboard.
I could see you coming into here coming into radio on a motorized scooter.
Would my career just go like way down if I did that?
Can you get much lower?
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of though, I actually really want to get a bike, and everyone's been saying I should get an electric bike, but I just think that that's like also just gonna bring down my cred.
Oh or, yeah,
I'm not
electric
old
bikes.
Enough.
Where I see these bikes are going really fast, like whoa, they've got some power, and I'm like, they're not pedaling.
Yeah.
That's lazy.
But they're really expensive, I realised.
That would be.
They're like 1,000, 2,000.
But also, they've got to be registered, technically. Mm. I think you can like cycle and power up the battery as well. Like,
yeah, that's it.
Charge up the battery while you're going. And then it'll power off
while
you're not pedalling.
They're the future.
They are the future.
Of lazy,
forget flying
of
cars.
Lazy cycling.
so we've covered Sonic. We've covered generations.
Did I tell you I was sick?
Yeah, you mentioned you were sick. What's going on with you, mate? What's happened?
I'm just, you know, talking in my sexy way. No, I'm fine. It's just a cold.
Yeah, I feel like you're putting it on a bit.
I'm not putting it on.
You should have a radio show about talking about how sick we can get.
It's going. I love it when you get sick and you go back to work and yeah, it's going around. You know, everyone just says
yeah.
Everyone just says yeah, it's going around. I'm like okay, so I'm not special then. Fine, whatever.
Yeah. No, I was actually really sick.
But you referred to it as man flu before when I just got here, and I've got a real problem with that bloody term.
Okay.
As a man.
Is it because it's not a flu?
It's insinuating.
Oh, God, here we go.
It's insinuating that that men are just bunging it on.
That is actually not what it is.
Men are insinuating that their sickness is, big deal, I'm so sick, oh my God. Oh, he's got man flu, whatever, rolls eyes. That's what it feels like.
I'm just like not even going to engage.
Okay. Because I think that personally, I always think that I'm putting it on way more than I should. Like I see, especially girls around me, and I'm like, why aren't you as sick as I am? Is it? Am I just that weak? Like, so I can sort of understand.
Yeah,
the man flu thing.
There has been scientific research into the man flu, and they discovered that actually men do get more sick and feel it more, especially with the flu.
Mm.
Well, so that's maybe why you guys just
But that's not the way it's used. It's used in a derogatory way about.
Oh
men
God! How
sick.
Often do you get the bloody flu, Mick? Who cares?
No one gets the bloody flu.
I was
going to
say, is it the flu?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just a cold.
I'm getting a flu shot for the first
Me
time
too.
Ever.
Oh, really? First time
ever. I've never had one.
Yeah. Well,
can you do it on air? That would be exciting.
No. What? What, we're going to get a medical professional? I'm not letting you do it. Jeez.
Yeah, that's what we do. We get Gabby to do it.
Gabby, can you administer
flu shots?
I can,
actually. I got the training not that long ago, so I am certified.
Really?
Yep. Certificate.
You got to stop blaming her, mate.
Every time.
Every week I fall for something.
I should have got like a fake syringe, like a fake needle and like... put it
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm never believing anything you ever say.
You say that every time.
So do it on air. That'd be great.
Yes, no. Okay. I hate needles. I don't like needles.
Oh, interesting.
I can't look at a needle going into my skin. That's the worst.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Most people just don't need
look.
To.
I know.
Yeah.
Look, I can stand the prick. It's just a little.
Sorry.
Move on.
It's just a little prick.
Sorry. Okay, we'll move on. But yes. Needles are fine. I don't know what you're worried about. Okay. I was a very sick child, so I had a lot of needles.
You're a very sick adult, too. You're a fully sick
adult.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Compliment. Hey, how are your sporting weeks?
Well, I've been laid up, so I've done
okay,
he's been man-flowing.
That's just a good excuse for not doing any less than I've done any other week.
Okay.
Or any more, or anything at all.
This week I couldn't. I was too sick. Fair enough. Okay, Mick. That's fine. You were, because you didn't come in for Wednesday Drive. That's your show. That's your baby.
Yeah, it is.
And you weren't here.
I don't miss it much. And I only get sick like once a year, so, you know, this is it.
That's good. All right. Done. Stop flexing you how sick you don't get.
I'm just trying to stand up against the whole man flu stigma, that's all.
Weird flex, but okay.
What, me? No, I only get
no,
sick
what, once a year, bro.
It just happened.
I haven't even got a flu shot yet. Never.
Never. I don't believe in it. I'm an anti-flu
No, doctor. Don't you
I'm just
dare.
Kidding, I'm just
don't
kidding.
You dare.
Gab?
Look, done absolutely nothing physical this week. I started a new job. But with the new job, I get a free gym membership.
Oh, okay.
And it's really putting the pressure on now. Ooh. Like, I've got to use it.
Is there a gym at your work?
Yeah, it's a...
it's that.
Yeah.
At the premises. So you can go at lunchtime.
Yep. And there's like, whatever. You know, it's massive. It's amazing. There's lots of things going on. And I'm really excited when I keep thinking about it and I get excited. But I just know that it's probably going to be a while. But, you know, you just really... It's quite intimidating. Like... getting back into doing gym stuff. You know, I'm all about playing sports. That's kind of like how I like to, you know, be active. But when you like get into gym stuff, you kind of like, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to do it.
That's why I think the classes are good. Like
circuits
are good because then they tell you what to do.
Yeah.
I like being told what to do. Is there a pool there as well?
Yeah, pool.
See, swimming's good. I got to get back into swimming.
Yeah, actually true. I need to do that.
Yeah. Is it indoor? Indoor pool.
Indoor. It's something about like indoor pools that just grossed me out a bit though. You know?
That's
like,
what the chlorine's for. Again.
I know, and then that irritates my skin. skin.
Like, you just like the salty, real water.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What about you, Joel? Any sport?
No, nothing.
No.
No, nothing. Swimming and bike riding.
Oh, yeah.
Real bike
gym, in the gym.
You got your lycra yet? Not latex.
I've got my latex, yeah.
He's like, I do, but that's for other people.
It's hard to breathe when you got that ball in your mouth as well. I wanted to, because we were sort of talking, because we're actually friends outside of radio. we talk through the weekend. Gabby, you were saying that your pool gets used for...
This is so cool. Sorry.
That's okay.
Thought I pulled away. Anyway,
what is it?
They have had the underwater rugby competitions or training. I think it's training happening.
Can't tell, can you?
Can't tell.
Yeah.
It's underwater.
Yeah.
But I didn't believe the guy that was telling me about this. I was like, never heard of it. It's not true. He was like, well, nope, it's happening. And so I Googled it and I was like, I don't understand. And he was like, just Google it. You have to watch it. And it is the most bizarre thing.
It is.
I've never seen it. I've never heard of it. It's six a side, underwater. You wear goggles, snorkel, flippers. And then there's like a smallish kind of ball, bits more than a basketball, full of salt water. So it's heavy. So it kind of flies through the water a little bit more. And you can tackle each other. And the aim is to get the ball into this silver hoop that looks almost like a basketball ring at the bottom of the pool, both ends. And you've just got to try and get it in there. But it's like watching kind of like tadpoles trying to stop something. They just swarm around it really, really quickly and then smash heads. And total mess. And so the way they ref it is they have two refs on the top of the pool and then a ref underwater with a scuba tank.
Oh.
So there's a scuba man reffing.
Wow.
And there's whistles that they can hear underwater.
Oh okay.
It's bizarre. I was like, what's he doing? I've never heard of it. And it's been around since the 1960s.
Wow, the 1960s. Yeah. They had pools then. I'd like to think, like, you know, they blow the whistle and someone's like yelling at the ref. But, yeah. I don't know. amazing. I saw one interview and a guy was like, you know, it's sort of like rugby where you don't tackle above the head. It's too dangerous. And you also don't tackle their fins because that's just silly.
Okay. It doesn't really look like that.
Is that underwater rugby humor?
No pulling or grabbing, and I saw some examples of that. Like it's brutal.
Yeah, it's crazy. We should.
And you have to hold your breath for a long time.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
Get a rep on our show.
Do it.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah,
didn't think of that. Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, we've talked enough about things we don't know anything about. Let's talk about things we
more things we don't know.
So.
What? I thought we were going to go for the upbeat one.
Which one? Oh, I didn't put that down. Sorry. That actually said it was going to go for an hour. That's amazing.
We could just slot that in and see if anybody knows every Friday if Across the Podcast is...
I'll hop now to sport. Sport. Sport! I like that one. It sounds like a bit like a... Like a bath.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was happy with that one. Okay, so did you guys see this soccer game between Leeds United and Aston Villa?
Sure did.
In the English Championship. Crazy, crazy scene. Did you see this, Gavin? No. It was amazing. So,
of course I didn't.
So what happened is it was Leeds versus Aston Villa. Had Leeds won, they would have got an automatic promotion to the Premier League. So a game they really wanted to win.
Yep.
And their head coach, Marcelo Bielsa?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to say it either.
I don't know. I know Marcelo's a big... he listens to this show a lot, so sorry, Marcelo. Now, he insisted fair play. So he's told his team, basically, Leeds, to allow Aston Villa to score a goal.
Oh, yes.
So if you don't know what happened, Aston Villa player was injured.
Yes.
And normally what happens is you'll kick the ball out.
Yep.
Leeds will kick the ball out.
It's really an unwritten rule in football.
Yeah, it's not a rule at all, but it's considered good sportsmanship. To kick the ball out, allow that player to get back up, and then Aston Villa will give you the ball back when they throw it in.
Yeah.
this didn't happen. Leeds went on and scored while the play was down, and all Aston Villa's players, they're just standing there. They're not even trying to tackle anyone. They just got their hands in there like, what's going on?
And one of the biggest problems was that it looked like they were going to go over the sideline. So all the players were just stopping.
That's
and then
right.
it didn't go over the sideline. They kept on playing. It was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And so half the Leeds players just said, hey, we're going to score. Suck it. And they all celebrated the goal, and everyone started getting
then there was a bit of a brouhaha, and people were getting in sort of... Well, I mean, there was no punches or anything, but they're all like grabbing and stuff like that. And then one person from... I can't remember. I think it was...
From Leeds.
Leeds.
Yeah.
Went down, took a dive.
Oh, afterwards.
Yeah, as if I got hit in that melee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then an Aston Villa player actually got red carded for it. And then they went back and looked at the video. And that guy actually, the guy that took a dive, has been suspended for like 5 weeks or something for diving. Yeah, which is great. And then after all that, the coach is yelling, Marcelo's yelling on the sideline, you know, allow them to score, let them score, let them score, let them score. So at the kickoff, Aston Villa just basically walked up and scored a goal, and everyone just watched.
Except the one guy, Leeds guy, who didn't get the memo.
He tried to tackle.
He decided he was going to strike. And then he was getting all up in arms because his teammates weren't tackling. And then he realised there was no goalie anyway.
Yeah, the goalie wasn't even there.
And but he didn't get the memo that he was supposed to let
score. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. I feel like that would happen.
It was just
to
a cluster F, basically, from start to finish. It was a mess.
So messy.
And
the game finished 1-1.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if Villa don't make it now.
Yeah.
Or they're going to get promoted if they won, right?
Had they won.
Why do you think Leeds did that? Why do you think they just continued to play?
I don't know. Brain snap, or maybe they just didn't care. Maybe they just thought he's taken a dive.
It comes down to players diving, and it comes down to players going down when someone else gets the ball, and they're doing it on purpose to stop the play and slow things down. So that's happening too much, and that's why when it happens and people don't believe it, they just go, oh, we're going to keep playing.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the coach then said, let's just give them...
He's standing there yelling at them from the sideline, let them score, let them score, let them score. And then they showed afterwards, after the goal, the Aston Villa coach is sort of up next to him going, it's fair, that's fair, that's fair. And the other guy's yelling at him, go away, like, get out of here, get out of here.
Yeah, you've done some good lip reading on that. That was great.
Crazy scene. So they actually may play off again next month for a final spot, so that'll be cool. In the NRL last week, we had Anzac Day. We had the Anzac Day matches.
Indeed.
They're very cool. Roosters beat the Dragons in the first of the Anzac Day clashes. It's the 13th time the Roosters have won 6 of their opening 7 games, and on all but one of those occasions, they've finished in the top 4.
Yeah.
So that's not great.
They're looking pretty... not great. Unless you're a Roosters fan.
Unless you're a Roosters fan, it's fantastic. But for everyone else, not so much fun. The Storm, on the other hand, have done the same 6 times, and every time they've gone on to make the top 4. So there you go.
Yeah. Look, it doesn't excite me to have the Roosters and Storm at the top again.
Over it.
Wait, who do you go for again?
Eels. We're fifth.
Fifth.
Yeah,
fifth.
There's a TH there. We'll get it later.
Oh, God.
I'll edit it in.
Start with F in a second. You know what?
Well, Gabby dropped the C bomb earlier. Like,
no,
the swimmer. I meant
the CBOMB.
Warriors have lost 3 straight games. Not fantastic for them. Canterbury have now won 2.
And the players just jumped over the Warriors. Cody Nikorima has gone straight from the Broncos to the Warriors.
Yes, that happened today.
It's just a bang.
So Brisbane played last night.
Yeah.
Without him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's injured, but really he's over in New Zealand signing contracts.
It's this silly silly switcheroo of players, which will happen until, what is it, end of June. Players can switch mid-season.
It doesn't make sense.
I can't handle it.
I mean, Warriors and Brisbane are pretty much sitting at the exact same place on the ladder.
They're both a bit ordinary.
No, he hasn't gone up or anything. James Maloney is 1 point shy of becoming the 11th player to score 1,800 points. There you go.
Okay.
West Tigers. I just got these little notes here.
Random stats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tigers, what are you Tigers?
Tigers came back from 14-0 down to beat the Titans 30-14.
Yes, they did.
And the Knights snapped, a 5-game losing streak to beat the Eels. Sorry.
I know, that was a bit shocking, to be honest.
This weekend, we had South and Brisbane yesterday. We just mentioned that. That was the game of the coaches, Wayne Bennett going up against Seabold. They swapped coaches last year, those two teams.
Oh, yeah.
It was all about GI, though, last night.
Was it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be. Nothing should be about him. Manly versus Dogs. That's all about Des Hasler.
Desi.
Because Desi's been... Okay. No. And Power and Saints, Corey Norman.
Corey Norman, yes. And that's back at the Fortress, a 100% record stadium. Yes. One from one. I'll be back there on Sunday, Arvo.
Crying again.
No, I'm crying.
You cried last time, and it was beautiful.
It was great.
In the AFL, the Carlton Blues have started the season 1 win and 5 losses.
Ouch.
Terrible. Uh-huh. Terrible start. In the local derby,
what
Sydney
Swans
went down
are? They're
to
not going much better.
GWS. Swans have only won one game as well, isn't it? Yeah, one game. So this means that... So in the past 10 years, the Swans have made the finals.
Yeah.
Easily. This year,
I've got to use my membership.
Oh, you remember?
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. We spoke about this.
I was going to go last weekend, but I got stuck and I couldn't. So just when's the next game?
Just where you didn't. They got done by the Giants, like, easily.
Yeah, 120-79. Oh. Smashed. Yeah, they just don't look...
Probably back home to next week, Swans? I don't know.
I think, yeah.
You can look and I'll move on to cricket. I don't know if you guys saw this. I just wanted to mention this quickly. It was funny. In the IPL, so in the Indian...
What is the IPL?
I was just about to tell you. Indian Premier League.
Oh, thought it was a new craft beer.
There was a game, just a regular season 2020 game, nothing special. But did you see this, Mick? I don't know, the lost ball. So what happens if there's a drinks break or an end of an innings or whatever, the umpire gets given the ball. Mm-hmm. It's just what they do. They hold the ball. So no one can tamper or whatever, but the umpires hold the ball. Anyway, they've gone for a drinks break, come back out, and the bowler's standing there, and it's all being filmed, and the bowler's standing there looking at the umpire like, can I have the ball, please? And he's like, I don't have the ball.
He's got one and job.
Then, yeah, well, there's two umpires, right? So this umpire's like, I haven't got the ball, and like the players start laughing because like, where is the ball? So this guy has to run out to the field with a new set of balls because they just couldn't find it.
They
didn't
they
know where
it
had gone. They lost
what?
It until the guys run out, brought out these new balls, and while they're doing that, the TV station have like gone back to when the drinks break started to see where the ball went. And the other umpire had it and put it in his pocket and didn't realize. And he's watching this on the big screen and he's like, oh, God. And he looks in his pocket, takes the ball out.
And, that is classic.
He's running back and everyone's having a good laugh. It's really funny.
Oh, that is so good. I wonder how often does that happen? Surely that...
Surely you would feel it in your pocket.
Yeah, it's huge. It sticks out.
You must have some big balls.
Oh, my God. Every time.
We wanted to talk about basketball quickly last week, and we might just do it really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard, I think is his name.
Yep.
That's right, the Portland Trail Blazers. He will go down in history after sinking a massive 37-foot three-pointer on the full-time buzzer.
Watch it.
Yeah, you have to watch it. This has happened. This happened last week, but we wanted to mention it because it was so cool. It's the most amazing shot.
And he's just so calm about it. The clock is ticking down, 5, 4, 3. Like, yeah. I have to score. And he just goes, he balks. The guy in front of him jumps, and he just does. Plots it straight in.
And
amazing.
Then his reaction is the best.
Yeah.
His reaction is
that
priceless.
Feeling, though. Like, yeah. You just want to bottle that up.
Yes.
And just drink
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. Gabby, did you want to talk about this Netflix show?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're keen on Netflix and on the weekend. God. That sounded like a really bad, like, Netflix pedestrian, and... like, title of, like, a cool article for kids. If you're keen for Netflixing this weekend. Oh. There's a new documentary series called Losers, and it explores some epic tales and of defeat in sport. And it looks really good. It does.
Yeah, I watched the trailer.
Yeah,
quite cool.
Yeah. So it's got a mixture of different athletes across. It's all Americans. So there's like golfers, there's wrestlers, there's bike riders, and just their journeys as professional athletes and just failing. Really badly, like really, really badly.
Awesome.
And just they're interviewing them. There's animation. And it looks really, really good. It's had some good reviews. So if you feel like some sporting,
by doing this show though, have they then become winners? Because now they're losers.
Winners are boring.
Oh, winners are boring.
Ooh,
that's the name of the show.
Is that what you're going to tell your children, Gab? Winners are boring. Be a loser.
Yeah.
They didn't get on this show.
No, but I think that it's good to fail and lose, you know? Like, you learn a lot.
No, I like brutal honesty as well. Like, my parents always telling their kids, you're a winner, you can win, you can do anything.
Yeah.
You can win. And I saw his show last night, Arch Barker, and he's just saying, brutal honesty. You got to tell your kids brutal honesty.
Yeah.
You tell them.
Well, you get a generation like Generation Y, and you think that you can do everything, and then when you can't, you get the shits.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what we talked about last night. Yeah. It was good.
It's all come full circle.
I think it's like, you know, winning is really great. It's a great feeling. My sister used to get, she wasn't the best athlete at all. She won't mind me saying this because it's the truth, but she used to get awards for being the most enthusiastic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that.
That's a step higher than the participation award.
Yeah. It's so cute that they give out those kind of awards anyway. Like,
yeah.
Participation award is just like classic. Like,
it's back in the day when everyone got an award for something.
Something, yeah.
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 Yes. Okay, well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I thought there was lots of sport. Wasn't there more sport?
We've done it. We've smashed through it.
We've got a game.
Good. This week.
We've got a game. Yeah, I'm just going back.
There is a prize, Mick.
What? Is it chocolate?
Something way better than that.
Really? Is there?
What?
Joel got these really good new Bluetooth headphones, and he's going to give it as a prize to us.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, we're playing for real biggies this time.
Yeah, here we go.
You're so gullible.
Mick is so gullible.
You are so good at lying. That's the thing.
It's not lying. It's just
it is
trickery.
Trickery. It's magic, okay?
It is magic.
It's not a magic. It's not an illusion.
It's an illusion, Michael. Yeah. Okay, so we got a game.
All right, here we got a game.
All right, you're ready.
I thought you were doing the game this week, Gabby.
No, not this week, next week.
Okay. All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, can we do the rest of the show in an English accent? That would be fantastic.
Yeah, yes? You can only answer like this if you play for Tottenham. All right, 1, 2, 3.
I'm not good at accents, so I'll be regular.
All right, I'll be like this then.
Okay, great. And question one. With 15,921 runs, which international cricketer holds the record for the most test runs in cricket?
Sachin Tendulkar.
Cricket, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Sachin Tendulkar. Yeah, that's, I remember when Alan Border broke 10,000 runs, and it was like huge. Like, first player to ever do it was like massive. This bloke, Tendulkar, is like smashed that by 50% more.
Oh, yeah.
What a legend.
US basketball star US baseball star Babe Ruth played for the Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, and which other baseball team?
Boston, New York.
Do you want me to give you some
the Lakers
clues? I'll give you some clues.
She might need clues.
Boston Braves?
Nah.
LA Dodgers?
Nah.
Philadelphia Phillies?
Nah.
That's not a grab, he's doing that. And Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
You want Cincinnati?
Boston Braves.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah. Whoa. He's from Boston, isn't he?
So you play for two different Boston teams. That'd be like bad. Wouldn't they build
him? Yeah,
like,
that's kind of weird.
Guys,
isn't
I can't
it?
Do the accent anymore.
Oh, it was so good though.
Really? Okay, I'll continue on then.
I really enjoyed it. I can't do I wish I could do accents. Yeah. The one thing I wish I was really good at is accents.
For one thing?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much great at everything else. Okay. So if I could do accents, that's it. I'd be all out of this bloody show, wouldn't I?
I'd have a job.
I'd have a job then, wouldn't I?
Have a lovely job.
Lovely.
Which golfer won? I don't know what that was.
That was good.
Golfer.
Which golfer?
Which golfer won the 2013 Masters tournament in Augusta, Georgia?
2013.
Tiger Woods.
No.
Tiger Woods is one of the... I can give you. It's Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson, Adam Scott, and Tiger Woods. And I'll tell you, it's not Tiger Woods.
Phil.
Was that the one Adam Scott won?
It was the one Adam Scott won.
Yeah, I knew he'd won one. Yeah, cool. Aussie.
We've done three questions and three of them have had correct answers.
Is that the only Aussie that have won the one?
That's wicked.
I don't know.
That's a random question.
I don't know. I don't think it is.
Not many Aussies. There's maybe a few, yeah, over the years. Oh, Greg won it, didn't he?
I would say Greg Norman or my mate Tiger Greg. Woods. Which, your mate Greg, is he?
No.
Last question. Retired Australian No, we won't do that one. Which two male tennis players have the most Wimbledon singles titles of 7 each? I don't like that question. Can I ask another one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, an English Premier... which English Premier League football club supporters traditionally sing the song You'll Never Walk Alone?
Oh, is that a joke? Come on.
I know, like, I sing let's have Gabby answer this one.
Okay,
then.
Gabby. And sing the song.
I know the song. Never walk alone. Not together, but never alone. Scoring balls in the back of the net. having a good time.
I'm
at Leeds.
Liverpool.
It's very famous. Jerry and the Pacemakers. It's actually, the rights are now owned by the Liverpool club. So because they sing it every game.
So like, how does the song go?
When you walk through a storm.
Keep going, because we'll fade. You keep singing it to the end of the show, and we'll finish the show like this. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Catch you next week.
Football's wicked.
New accents next week.
The crowd.
Bye.
The end of the storm.
It's got the lyrics. Yeah.
He's cheating. All right, bye.
Bye. Bye.